Hello and welcome. Today we'll share some stories behind the beautiful stamps you see in front of you. Take a look at the stamps with flowers. These were designed by Eva Wilson. Eva and photographer Per Myrehed spent a sunny day in Rosendahl's garden picking flowers and leaves. Eva's idea was to create light, airy bouquets where each flower had space to shine. On a large scale, the design would have looked sparse, but on the tiny little stamp, it looks perfect. And that is really the skill of a stamp designer. Notice the stamp with flowers on a wooden board? Here, Eva was inspired by old pictures of name day celebrations with flower-decorated trays. Next, you'll see Daniel Bjurgård stamps featuring Queen Sylvia from different years. This was the first stamp Daniel ever designed. He worked extensively with colour to create depth, similar to an engraved stamp but without engraving. To achieve this, he worked with layers, using different shades of the same colour. Working with metallic colours is tricky. You don't want a metal flake to land on your eye. Before starting, Daniel studied all previous Royal Swedish stamps for inspiration, while at the same time aiming to create something new. Now look at the stamps Design Classics, designed by Tom Hedqvist. These were issued in 2024 to celebrate the Swedish interior design company Svensk Tenn 100th anniversary. The stamps showcase products made of pewter, brass, glass and textiles. Tom says choosing the objects was tough. They had to represent Svensk Tenn, fit on a small surface, and appeal to stamp collectors. Typography was also a key part of the design. For Tom, the idea always comes first, then function, to clearly express something on a limited space, and finally, the form. Finally, we have stamps featuring IPE tractors and their owners, designed by Henrik Karlsson. Henrik says, designing an entire stamp booklet is always a fun challenge. The motifs must work together as a set, but also individually on envelopes. Henrik values clarity. He wants viewers of the stamp to instantly understand what they're about. For the font, he chose one reminiscent of car model badges, the chrome letters that you see on vehicles. Henrik, Eva and Daniel have all designed many stamps, some of which you see here today, and when asked about their favourites, Eva loves Stockholm City Hall 100 years. Henrik treasures his very first stamp, the Swedish flag, from 2011. Daniel enjoys his Central Bank anniversary stamp, but says the most fun was photographing winter bathers. At one location, not everyone showed up, so he had to jump in himself.